He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? Money Eating 34 here, checking in on December 24th, Friday. That's right. It is Christmas Eve, and we're still here bringing you guys the content. We have a lot of fun stuff to talk about today. We're going to take a peek at the Metallic Gold Limited Edition Challenge 1 and the legendary deck, the Hoops Challenge 1 as well. And I have some more exciting news as we have a big time Prize Picks Christmas special announcement we need to talk about. So without further ado, cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, Panini America, NFL All Day, and other NFT projects as well. Today is very exciting. We're going to be talking about the latest challenges that were dropped from Metallic Gold Limited Edition for S3 and the legendary Deck the Hoops Challenge. We're going to take a look. We're going to try to figure out how much these challenges are going for and if we think it's going to be worth the price of admission. Spoiler alert, the Deck the Hoops Challenge is mighty pricey. Now, this is going to be going down in the history books as episode 114 of Crypto Ballers. Thank you for tuning in. You know, this time of the year is absolutely hectic to try to like make time to get all the notes typed up and then to, you know, record the podcast. I'm juggling that and the kids and the wife and work and wrapping presents and Christmas shopping. It's very hectic. So in the honor of full transparency, it is very late at the time of recording right now. It is just past midnight. Everybody in the house is sound asleep. It's just me out here being all loud. So if my voice is a little lower than usual, that's why. So I apologize if it doesn't sound as good as it usually does. But I need to get the content out because tomorrow. I want to get the content and the podcast recorded and out of the way now, late at night. Because come tomorrow, well, not tomorrow, I guess technically in like 8 hours or so, is going to be totally hectic. There's so much stuff my wife and I still need to go through and wrap. I'm pretty sure she needs to go out and finish Christmas shopping on Christmas Eve, so that's going to be a nightmare. I'm going to be stuck home with both kids trying to keep them distracted so they don't stumble across any packages they're not supposed to. So it's going to be a very eventful Friday. That's why I'm recording it so late at night. Now, if you've been following us on Twitter, which you really should be, at CryptoBallersTS, it is hashtag scientifically proven to get you better cereal pulls out of your packs. Ask anybody, right? At CryptoBallersTS. Get at me and ask if it's real, and I guarantee you, you'll have community members posting screenshots of pretty epic low cereal pulls that they've gotten. It is pretty wild. So if you're not following at CryptoBallersTS, you better go ahead and do so. So if you've been following us, then you've probably been noticed that we've been posting some content on the mobile prop betting app Prize Picks. And I'm very excited to be partnered with them. I have a fantastic time with their app. I'm using it daily. I'm placing these, you know, player prop bets every single day. It's become a bit addicting. I kind of have this weird fascination with betting the line on free throws made. It's just such a weird thing to make like a prop parlay play with. But like when you see lines like LeBron James with free throws made a line of 3, or Ja Morant has a free throw line, free throws made line of 3.5, it's like they seem like, you know, like no brainers. And then, you know, last night I had a 5 player prop play and I was 4 for 4 on the earlier NBA games, and the late night game was the Clippers. I can't remember. Oh, it was the Clippers Kings in Sacramento. And the last play I needed to come through to 10x my bet was I needed Paul George to make over 3.5 free throws. And that seems like a no-brainer, doesn't it? Paul George, superstar, he's going against the Kings, going to be no defense, fast-paced, high-scoring game. Paul George is the guy. And there was no Reggie Jackson. So I was like, Paul George is going to go off. There's no way he doesn't make 4 free throws. Well, boy oh boy, was I proven wrong. So thank you and shout out to Paul George for totally tanking my 5-player prop bet. Now, the cool thing about Prize Picks is that if you go 4 for 5, if you get one wrong, you still go 2x. So if you played $20, you still make $40 on that play, even getting one wrong. So as mad as I was at Paul George, I was still able to double up my bet. So it wasn't a total loss, but still, what the fuck, Paul George? You can't get to the line. You can't. Oh, man. So frustrating. Anyway, so I mentioned in the introduction that we have a big time Prize Picks special we need to talk about. And I am not kidding. We have a wildly awesome Christmas Eve and Christmas Day player prop that is a 100% surefire guaranteed prop bet to hit unless the player gets COVID. That's the only way that this doesn't hit. So I'm going to break it down to you. And if it sounds interesting, if it sounds compelling and you want to give it a shot, please, I'm going to put a link in the show notes. Go on the Prize Picks, and when you sign up for an account, you'll see a promo code section. If you could use promo code CryptoBallers, which is one word, CryptoBallers, if you insert that, you'll get a 100% deposit match. And this is why you might want to check out the app and you might want to make a deposit. So on Christmas Eve, which is today, there's going to be a player prop. Now, with the player props, there's different categories. You can do points, you can do assists, rebounds, free throws made, three-pointers made. There's a ton of different subcategories per sport, and there's a ton of different sports. But for Christmas Eve, Julius Randle, the Julius Randle points scored line is going to be, now on average, it's about 21.5, right, which is a solid line. Randle usually goes for 20+, so usually it's around 21.5. On Christmas Eve, that point scored line is going to be 0.5. I'm going to give you a second to let that sink in. 0.5. I'm not kidding. If he scores 1 point, that prop is a success. That bet hits. So why? Like, it's unbelievable. Like, that is the lowest. They have it as a 98% discount. And it's only going to be on Christmas Eve. So Julius Randle points scored will be 0.5. You'll see it as soon as you go onto the app and you go on the NBA section. It'll be right at the top. It'll be highlighted in a gold box so you don't miss it. So you're definitely going to check that out. And the cool thing is that you can use that essentially as a free space and like a 5-player prop where you can make more on your bet. You can go, you know, now really, if you get 4 right plus the Randle one, go 5 for 5. So you can see the Julius Randle 0.5 points as a free space and a bigger play, which is an interesting way to do it. Or you can split it up. So you can do like a $10 one with Randle over here. Maybe that's a 2-player prop bet. And then you can be like, all right, I'm also going to throw that in a 5-player prop bet, because it's crucial to note that there's going to be a $25 limit on any bet that includes that Julius Randle 0.5 prop. So you can put $25 on one big 5-player one with the Julius Randle prop included, or like I was saying, you could split it up. So you can do like a 10 here with Randle, a 10 over here with Randle, you know, mix up the other 4 guys if you're going to do 5 players, or you can just do a $25 2-player prop bet and have a really good chance to just double the $25 and make $50 off of it. That point line is insane, and we won't see it again. This is just a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day special. So this is a great chance to try out the Prize Pick platform and kind of almost sort of guarantee that you profit, because Julius Randle is going to score more than 1 point. I think we can all agree on that. Now, I did say that it was a Christmas Eve and Christmas Day special. So on Christmas Eve, Julius Randle is going to have a 98% discount on points scored. Again, it's going to be 0.5. On Christmas Day, we do have Christmas Day games, which are always fun. It's kind of like a tradition. Thanksgiving is a day of football. You eat turkey, you sit down, you like loosen your belt a bit. You tell the kids to go play outside, and you just watch football. Christmas is presents and basketball. That's how it was in my family growing up. Basketball will be on all day in the background, while you're opening up presents, opening up stuff for the kids, just sit back and chill. And my Boston Celtics always play on Christmas, which is great. So on Christmas Day, we're getting the same exact point line of 0.5, but it's going to be for LeBron James. So as long as LeBron James scores one freaking point, that play will hit. And it has all the same principles as the Julius Randle. $25 max bet limit. You can do a two-player, three-player, four-player, five-player. Use it as a free space. Use it as like a guaranteed two-player prop bet. Do whatever you want with it. But it is a fantastic opportunity to check out the Prize Picks platform. And I probably should have mentioned at the top that if you do use promo code CryptoBallers, you'll get a 100% deposit match. So these promotional plays have a max bet of $25 each. So that, I mean, let's do the quick math here, people, right? 25 on Randle, 25 on LeBron, that's $50. So if you were to deposit $50 into your PrizePicks account using code CryptoBallers when you make a new account, your $50 will essentially be $100. So you have $100 to play with, which is great. And it's an awesome opportunity to make a little extra cheddar cheese over the holiday weekend, am I right? And to sweeten the pot even more, anyone that creates a new account using promo code CryptoBallers, again, all one word, and you send me a screenshot to confirm, to verify that you use the promo code and your account got set up, then I will personally send you an NBA Top Shot moment. I mean, what is better than that? So Julius Randle and LeBron James with a guaranteed hit on a point scored line, a 100% deposit match, and a free NBA Top Shot moment. So if any of this sounds interesting, please go check out Prize Picks. It's a really awesome app. Great people over there. And they're essentially giving us two like guaranteed to hit lines to mess around with and have some fun with over the holiday weekend. All right, so that was my rant about Prize Picks. I'm very excited about these Christmas Eve and Christmas Day specials. I know I am going to be making a ton of plays with these two guys involved. I'm going to be posting them on Twitter too, so feel free to follow along. Where if I end up hitting, you end up hitting, or if you just want to give me a suggestion on my player prop sheet. And if you don't like a play that I have in there, if you think something else would be better, let me know. Let's workshop this thing. All right, so that's enough about Prize Picks. Let's talk about the Metallic Gold Limited Edition and Deck the Hoops Challenge. So I think we're going to start off. Which one should we start off with? You know what? Let's just jump right into Deck the Hoops. Let's get legendary on Christmas Eve. That sounds pretty fun. Okay, so as of right now, there is currently 4 days and 12 hours left to complete the challenge. Challenge one of Deck the Hoops is going to be for Mr. Derrick Rose. It's going to be Chicago Bulls Derrick Rose. We knew that there was going to be a Derrick Rose side and a LeBron James side. Derrick Rose is up first. So these prices are going to reflect a little lower than what the next group of Deck the Hoops Legendary Moment requirements will be. Because when you're talking LeBron, it's just in a whole different stratosphere. No shots to, you know, Derrick Rose. Derrick Rose is a legend in his own right, but he is not LeBron James. So as of right now, this challenge has only been completed 22 times. And to be honest, I don't really know how much higher it's going to go. I think over the next 4 days, it could probably get up to like 38 to 40 range. I don't see it getting much higher than that, as the requirements only have 55 in circulation. So that's the max it could get up to anyway, is 55. So the fact that it's at 22 already might even be a little bit surprising, but I highly doubt it's going to touch 50. I think 40 could even be a stretch. I think it's going to be right around, you know, 35 to 38 range for completion. Sounds about right. Now let's talk about the price point of this challenge. If you do not own a single Deck the Hoops moment and you want this Derrick Rose and you want to do it the hard way of completing the challenge, it's going to run you a modest $19,875. All right, so I don't know if you want to tell your wife all you want for Christmas is Deck the Hoops Challenge 1. Not sure how that's going to fly, because it's approaching $20,000 to complete, which is wild. Now, my estimate for fair market value on the Derrick Rose moment itself when it hits the marketplace, I put it between $13,000 to $15,000. The fact that the challenge is currently at 19.8K, maybe that value was coming in a little on the low side. Not quite sure yet. The number of completions will change that number, but this is a pretty pricey challenge as expected for a legendary. So the moments that are required to complete this challenge and get you that sweet Bulls Derrick Rose moment is Kawhi Leonard. Now, these are all Deck the Hoops. So these are all 55K limited edition legendary moments. You're going to need a Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, Karl-Anthony Towns, Dwight Howard, and JJ Redick. The cheapest requirement amongst the five is JJ Redick, who has a lowest ask of 3.1K. which is pretty wild. The high man in this challenge, if you couldn't guess it, it is Kawhi Leonard. The Kawhi Leonard's lowest ask currently is $5,900. So with that being said, this challenge is definitely not for everybody. This is for a certain type of NBA top shotter. I feel like the metallic gold challenge is going to be way more reasonable than this one. But if you gut it, then flaunt it. Absolutely, this is an awesome moment to acquire. But a challenge price tag of about 20K is a bit steep. Now, we'll check back in on this challenge at the beginning of next week, and we'll see what happened to these numbers if the price of the challenge went down, what the completions ended up getting up to. So this is just a quick peek at each of the two challenges, and then we're going to get out of here, and we're going to enjoy our Christmas weekend. So that is a quick overview of the Deck the Hoops Challenge 1 for S3. Let's take a look at the more manageable Metallic Gold Limited Edition for Challenge number 1. Now, this one is night and day when you compare it to the legendary. Again, there is about 4 days and 13 hours remaining on this challenge, so it's going to complete right around the same time. This challenge has been completed 155 times currently, which is way more than the 22 on the legendary side. 155 completions. It will surpass that. It will go up that by a pretty decent margin, I believe. I definitely think this could get up to around the 400-500 completion range. Now, the reward for completing this challenge is a Chris Middleton. Now, the play type is an assist, which I'm on the record saying assists are very hit or miss. Really, some of them are just not that great, and it kind of ruins like the moment for you. Other assists are fantastic. This one falls more so towards the fantastic side as opposed to the lame, meh, whatever side, as it is a full court bomb to Giannis in stride, and then Giannis puts down a dunk. So it's kind of like a double dip. You get like a nice Giannis clip in here as well, but it's a Chris Middleton Metallic Gold Limited Edition Rare Challenge Award. The price point to complete Challenge 1 at the moment is $1,455, so about 1.4K, which again, night and day difference from the almost $20,000 on the legendary side. This challenge is much more manageable, but again, I don't think that this challenge is going to be for everybody except that, you know, the diehard Chris Middleton and or Milwaukee Bucks fans. So let's take a look at what the requirements are to complete this challenge. So this one is going to be more than five. This challenge is going to have a 8-moment requirement. So we're going to go top to bottom here. Lonzo Ball comes in the high man with the lowest ask of $253, which honestly is a bit surprising, because there's two other guys on this list I figured would have had higher lowest asks than Lonzo Ball. And one of those two guys is in second place, and it's Nikola Jokic. Jokic has a lowest ask of $239, so he's not far off from Lonzo Ball, but I am shocked that the Jokic isn't in the $300 range. It definitely could get there as we get closer to the completion of this challenge, but right now the fact that Jokic is only $239 and Lonzo Ball is $253, for a rare, that is pretty surprising to me. Third highest is going to be a double rookie badge, Franz Wagner. This is all because of the rookie badges. I truly believe that. Wagner looks like a good player, but should he be over the rest of the guys on this list? Probably not, but Wagner comes in at $229. Next is Joel Embiid, who definitely should have been higher on this list. Joel Embiid comes in at $188, which is a surprise to me. Cole Anthony, fan favorite and NBA Top Shot fan, Cole Anthony comes in with the lowest ask of only $140, which is surprising. Then Terry Rozier, $114. Jordan Clarkson, $100 even. And then Malcolm Brogdon, which there's a very interesting caveat on the Malcolm Brogdon, okay? So the Brogdon is not a Metallic Gold Limited Edition from S3. You need two Malcolm Brogdons, but it can be either from S1 or S2, but it has to be a Metallic Gold Limited Edition. Now, I use Malcolm Brogdon as the example there because Malcolm Brogdon is the current lowest price Metallic Gold Limited Edition assist. Technically, what the slot actually is an assist from the Metallic Gold Limited Edition Series 1 or Series 2. So it doesn't need to be Malcolm Brogdon, but Brogdon is the lowest amongst all the assist moments that are Metallic Gold Limited Editions from Series 1 or Series 2. So maybe you got lucky and you already have a Metallic Gold Limited Edition Series 1 or Series 2 assist, and you could just plug and play and use that instead. If you don't, Malcolm Brogdon is going to be your best bet as of now. But I mean, there's a handful of other names you could use as a Dennis Schroeder, Darius Garland, John Wall, Pascal Siakam, Domantas Sabonis. But like I said, Malcolm Brogdon is the current cheapest guy for essentially like a wild card MGLE assist from S1 or S2 slot. So that was pretty unique. We haven't really seen anything like this in a traditional challenge, right? These challenges are more so the traditional way, the way that we're used to doing. It gives you a player sheet. You need to match that sheet to get the reward. Lately, we've been doing a lot of the showcase where it's like, all right, you need this player, but it can be from any of his moments. Or you could use this guy any moment. So you need a three-pointer play. Every single person is eligible that has a three-pointer moment on NBA Top Shot. This is more old school where it's like, here's the sheet, you need to complete it. But there's a little twist as the S1, S2, MGLE assist, two of them, is a bit of a wild card. So I kind of like that. All right. So again, this Metallic Gold Limited Edition S3 Challenge 1 has 155 completions with a price tag of $1,455, 1.4K to round it. Again, we're going to be revisiting this challenge and the Deck the Hoops challenge at the beginning of next week, Monday. We'll have an idea. We'll see what happened to these numbers if the challenges get cheaper over the holiday weekend, what the completions, if they went up a lot, if they went up a little, or maybe they stayed, right? Maybe people are just like, maybe there was only 155 people that really wanted this Chris Middleton moment. I don't know. That's why we're going to check back in before the challenge expires, because maybe, just maybe, if you're on the fence of completing one of these challenges at the moment, maybe in a few days, the price will come down just enough to where you feel comfortable going in on these challenges. All right, and that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. Again, I hope you have a wonderful holiday weekend. If you haven't checked out Prize Picks yet, please go ahead and do so. I'm leaving a link in the description below. All right, we're going to have a weekend of wildly low lines. It's going to be a lot of fun if you want to join in and participate. And again, if you do, when you use promo code CryptoBallers, you not only will you get a 100% deposit match, and you'll get to play with Julius Randle and LeBron James with a point scored line of 0.5. You'll also get gifted a free NBA Top Shot moment from yours truly. We are also going to be announcing on Christmas the winner of the Infinite Objects display that we're going to be giving away. You probably saw that on Twitter. The Infinite Object displays are fantastic. They're super solid, super durable. They look amazing. So we're going to be giving away one of those. We're also giving away 10 free FlowFest NFT packs. So we're going to be announcing all those winners on Christmas Day. All right, so happy holidays, and may the marketplace on this holiday weekend be in your favor.